This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. In view of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has decided to cut short his Saudi Arabia visit. Sources said he will leave for India tonight. Mr. Modi was originally scheduled to return today night, and now he will reach India early in the morning today. The Prime Minister also skipped the official dinner hosted by Saudi Arabia today in view of the terror incident. In Jammu and Kashmir, many tourists were injured and several others reportedly killed yesterday when unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The attack took place in the Baisaran forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. The attack left several tourists injured along with casualties. However, exact number of injured and dead tourists is yet to be confirmed. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the death toll is still being ascertained and will be officially conveyed as the situation becomes clearer. The injured have been admitted to the district medical facility. A joint search operation has been launched by the Indian Army and J&K police in the general area of Baisaran, Pahalgam, Anantnag. The search operation is currently in progress with all efforts focused on bringing the attackers to justice. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam of Jammu and Kashmir. Terming it as shocking and painful, the President said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. Prime Minister Modi said those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. He also expressed his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones and prayed for the injured to recover at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that all possible assistance is being provided to those affected. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Mr. Amit Shah landed in Srinagar yesterday evening and proceeded directly to Raj Bhavan amid a major security clampdown across Jammu and Kashmir following an attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Mr. Amit Shah held a meeting with senior officials. The location of the attack is around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. Sources said that Mr. Shah is scheduled to visit the site of the militant attack in Baisaran near Pahalgam today. He will be accompanied by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Mr. Shah is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. While the official death toll is still being finalized, senior government sources said that 26 people, including two foreign nationals and two local Kashmiris, have lost their lives. Top security sources said that the final figure is being compiled as rescue and identification efforts are continued. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah briefed Prime Minister about the Pahalgam terror attack incident. J&K government has set up a round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457543, 0194-2483651, and ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-6058623. The District Administration Anantnag Control Room helpline is 0193-2222337, 7780-885759, 9697982527, and 600-6365245. Leaders across party lines have strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam. Vice President of the United States of America, James David Vance, who is on a four-day official visit to India, has extended his condolences to the victims of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. The embassy of Iran in New Delhi has strongly condemned the terrorist attack in the city of Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance yesterday announced that the United States and India have officially finalized the terms for trade talks. He was speaking at a business summit at the Rajasthan International Center in Jaipur. Union Public Service Commission has announced the final results of its Civil Services Exam 2024. It has recommended a total number of 1,009 candidates for appointment. Gold prices reached a historic milestone yesterday as the rate of 24-carat gold touched 1 lakh rupees for 10 grams for the first time ever ahead of Akshaya Tritiya. And that is the end of this news bulletin.